Rebel Yell Podcast on the Trib Live High School Sports Network. I know we had some tremendous weather in March, right around when the spring sports were beginning. Last week was the total opposite of that. Horrible week weather-wise, but it looks like at least early on, the start of this week is looking good. So I know there are a lot of teams in makeup mode, having lost section games on both baseball and softball last week. So there you have it. But one team that was able to, and really in my research, one of the few teams, like maybe two, three teams, were able to get more than one game in the entire WPIL in softball. One of them was South Park, and our very first WPIL softball player of the week, Sydney Seckley, is kind of the joy. She was pivotal in a couple of Eagle victories last week. Sydney, we appreciate you joining us. Congratulations on the good start to 2024.
Thank you.
Now, before we start talking about your tremendous athletic career thus far, not only on the softball diamond, but the volleyball court, Sydney, I grew up with a Sydney, and same spelling as you, and she used to get so ticked off when people called her Cindy. Now, do you get people calling you Cindy a lot, and does that bother you?
I feel like I don't get it that often because I feel like the name's a little bit more popular now. I feel like, but if I do, it doesn't really bother me.
Okay. So it is coming back.
A little, but it doesn't bother me.
Do you know the why mom and dad decided to go with that name? Because I always thought it was a pretty neat name.
I think, well, my older sister's name is Samantha, and they just wanted to keep with the S's. So they All just right. wanted Sydney.
They could have called you Susie, you know.
Well, I think they liked Sydney better.
I did too. That was a wise choice. You guys played the two games. Now, one of them was Saturday, where yes. the weather wasn't that bad. Still, you know, a chill in the air, but it wasn't as ridiculous as it was in the middle of the week, where we were getting snow, sleet, and sun all in about a span of 5 minutes. But I want to talk about the, I think it was Wednesday game. Mm-hmm. You guys played a non-section game against Peters Township. That had, and it was on the turf at Peters, right?
Yes.
That had to be miserable. It had to have been miserable. How bad were the elements?
It was pretty cold. As you were playing, you kind of warmed up, but it was very windy, being like up kind of on a hill. It was very windy. And it did not rain very much, which was good.
Okay, well, that is good. Now, the wind, how much does that bother you as a pitcher?
It's not terrible. I feel like it affects more like when you're hitting, like where your balls are going. But as a pitcher, it wasn't too bad. It was just making like my hands a little cold, harder to grip the ball.
Some pitchers, you know, they want to pitch when it's 90 degrees. And it's hot, and they don't care how much they sweat. They like that. Others, however, do like to pitch when it's a little colder. Maybe it's a mental thing. Maybe they feel they have the advantage over hitters. What's your stance on that?
I definitely like when it's warmer. I feel like when it's cold, it doesn't make me seem as happy.
So it's not necessarily a results thing. It's a mood thing, right?
Yes.
Okay. fair enough. Is there an advantage now? Again, you can answer both ways since you're a pitcher and obviously a pretty good hitter as well. But when it's really cold, windy, you know, nobody's thrilled to be out there. Is there an advantage more toward the pitcher than the hitter?
I feel like it depends, because when you're hitting, it is hard to hit in the cold as well. Hurts your hands a lot. And when you're pitching still, like, it will make you cold, but I feel like it just depends.
Now, I think we've all, and again, I don't know how the bats are nowadays. I know they're better than when they were way back in the day. But Do you as a pitcher try to work inside more? Because that's the worst feeling in the world is when you get jammed as a hitter and you, whether you put the ball in play or you foul it off, if you get jammed, you know, the bees are buzzing, so to speak. So as a pitcher, do you look to work more inside?
Yes, definitely. Like it's definitely harder. It's easier to get in the hitter's mind when they're cold and scared to hurt their hands.
Do you, when you're out there in the circle, do you, and I'm sure you have a coach or your catcher that's, you know, calling everything, how much leeway do you have to throw what you feel comfortable in that situation? Are you able to shake off the pitch that's called, or do you pretty much stick to the script?
I feel like I definitely have leeway if I wanted to shake it off, but for the most part, my coach calling the pitches knows what to call.
So you feel comfortable with that?
Yeah.
Sydney Seckley, let's give you a rundown on her fantastic week. Again, one of the few teams to play more than one game, and they were victorious. First, that game we were just talking about, Peters Township, an 11-1 victory for the Eagles over the Indians. 3-for-4 at the plate with two doubles. Only pitched four innings, but seven strikeouts, not allowing any runs or hits in your brief time in the circle. Let's first talk about the offense. 3-for-4, a couple doubles. Obviously, you weren't affected by the cold. What was working? What did you feel good about offensively at Peters?
I felt good just being able to wait on the ball, hit it in gaps, get those doubles for my team, and I knew if I got on the bases, they would hit me in.
How's your speed when you get on the bases?
I'm not the fastest, but I know what to do.
See, now that's good. There are plenty of base runners who are there are plenty of athletes who are extremely fast, but, you know, aren't exactly attuned to the best abilities on the bases, and that sort of takes away their speed. Whereas if you maybe aren't blessed with lightning speed, but you know what you're doing out there, you know the angles and how to round bases and et cetera, I think that's a huge asset for the team. What about your pitching? What was working against PT?
Definitely that inside when it was cold, that was working a lot, like up on the hands. And even outside, they were just getting like little ground balls to the right side.
So you win that one big in unforgiving conditions. You guys bounce back your first section game Saturday against Keystone Oaks. 2-0 shutout for the Eagles. Impressive performance for you as far as pitching. We'll talk about that in a moment. 0-for-3 at the plate. Yeah. Sydney, what happened?
I was not waiting long enough, and I had a whole bunch of pop-ups out to center field
that day. Right. Well, you made more than made up for it with your performance in the circle. Yes. 7 innings, only 3 hits, obviously no runs. You got the shutout. Mm-hmm. 13 strikeouts. What was working against the Golden Eagles?
Definitely that outside, like a curveball. They were not able to hit that when it was far enough out and they were chasing it, even when it was out of the zone.
Is that a pitch that you feel, I don't want to say you've mastered, you're still young, you're only a sophomore, mm-hmm. that really works well for you to maybe, you know, work the inside part of the plate and then set them up with that curve action outside out of the strike zone?
Yes, that's definitely one of my best like pitches, especially 0-2, getting them to chase.
What about the I know a pitch that's become effective amongst a lot of pitchers in the district, the riser, the old fastball. Is that something that you like to rely on as well?
Yeah, I feel like I definitely rely on the curve the most. I feel like that's what I usually go to. That's my go-to pitch and what my coach usually calls.
Do you what have you improved on, in your opinion, from last year, your first year of Scholastic softball? It's early, I understand, but what do you think you've improved on, whether it be offensively or pitching, here early on in your sophomore season?
I feel like I've definitely improved my pitching. I've definitely gotten faster and better at, like, working my spots, not all just the same one, like, all using the whole zone.
How much time in the off season, because you do play multiple sports, you play volleyball at South Park in the fall. So how much time do you put in for your craft as far as softball is concerned?
I spend most of my time at softball because even during volleyball season, we still have fall, like, travel ball. So I spend most of my time on that, and especially in the winter when I'm not doing other sports. That's where I spend most of my time.
Softball, your number one sport?
Yes.
How long have you been playing?
I started playing travel ball when I was 7. And then, yeah.
Wow. So, again, most people who are playing travel ball are pretty good. Are you like a naturally born athlete? Or, I mean, that's impressive.
Yeah. My mom played, so I started really young because that's just what I went right into from a young age.
Now, how good was your mom?
She tells me a lot of stories. She's pretty good.
Well, of course. She's not going to say, yeah, you know, I was terrible. I stunk. You know, those are my stories. You know, when I played for my father in Pony League, I didn't see the light of day. He had me on the bench. I mean, that's the realistic aspect of a broadcaster. But if a great athlete like yourself, you know, then, of course, mom's going to say she was good, and now she's passed it on to you. So you started when you were 7. Is it something you've always enjoyed? I mean, was there a time where you were like, man, I'm starting to get a little tired of this?
I've always enjoyed softball. Like, even when I was switching between other sports, softball has just always been my number one.
Did you ever, now, you know, a lot of girls will start with baseball, and then when they get older, they phase over to softball. Did you ever play any baseball?
No.
Okay. So it was always softball.
Yeah.
When did volleyball start for you?
I started it my 8th grade year.
Oh, okay.
So not like only like 3 years ago.
So what got you into that sport?
I was playing basketball before, and then my 8th grade year, I decided to play volleyball as well just for fun, and I stuck with it for the next couple years.
You really like it?
Yeah, I like it, yes.
So you've given up basketball?
Yes.
Okay. Do you miss that at all?
Sometimes.
You know, especially during the season, I'm sure you're like, man, I could hit that 3. So what about this Eagles start? You guys are now 4-1. Like I said, you won your section opener against Keystone Oaks. How good do you think you guys can be? What's the overall feeling with the team? As far as, you know, how good you guys can be?
I think we could go pretty far. Like, last year we were a younger team, mainly freshmen and sophomores. And now, like, we're all back. We have a few more freshmen coming in. And I think this year we can be very good.
You're a sophomore. So a lot of sophomores and juniors now on your team?
Yes.
Do you feel, even though you are only in 10th grade, that and a lot of this is based on the position too. The pitcher, like a quarterback in football, is kind of sort of like the leader on the diamond. Do you feel you're one of the leaders on this team, or because of a lot of juniors, you sort of take a back seat and will wait your time?
I definitely feel as one of the leaders. I feel like we all work together, and especially as a pitcher, like, I know that my team depends on me and then that they'll have my back. So I definitely want what's best for the team, and I think that can always happen.
When you're not pitching, what position do you play?
This year, 3rd.
Do you like that?
Yes. I've never played 3rd, and so this year when I got put there, I was a little nervous, but I definitely do like it, yes.
What's the nickname of 3rd base? Do you know? They call it the what?
Not sure.
They call it the hot corner.
Oh.
Because balls seem to get there a lot quicker than they do when you're playing. They
definitely do. Definitely.
So you'll back that up, right?
Yes.
Now, okay, this is a new position for you. Where did you play before?
I play middle infield usually, so short or second.
Yeah. So is this because, hey, coach needed a third baseman, or obviously you have a pretty strong arm. Did that come into play in the decision to move you to third?
Both. Like, last year I was playing first for the high school team because they needed a first baseman, but this year they needed a third baseman, and he thought I'd be good at it, so.
Well, look at you. You're wearing a lot of hats, right? And that's a good thing. I mean, the versatility, if something were to happen, and we hope and pray that it doesn't, but if something were to happen and you weren't able to pitch, but you still wanted to play, you know, you got other options having played these different positions. Is the goal in a couple of years, once you graduate after 2026, to play – continue your softball career at college?
Yes.
Okay. It's still early in the game. Are you getting any sniffs, or is it still way too early?
I mean, for my travel team, we'll go to some like showcase tournaments, but not like full in yet.
Now, what is your travel team?
The Steel City Athletics Hillicksburg.
Oh, is that Eric's team?
Yes.
That dirty dog. Coach E from West Mifflin. All right. He does a great job. What a great guy he is. He's done a nice job with that program. So you guys, it's a summer thing, I assume?
Yeah. Okay. We do some summer stuff, some fall stuff.
Do you ever, I mean, and then you're into volleyball. I mean, do you ever give your body a chance to sort of relax a little bit and chill? Or are you pretty
not
much?
Not usually, yeah. Time?
Hey, you're still young, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You told me before we got started, you just turned 16, which means that you are in the process of getting your license. You have your permit.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the road. I asked how that's been going. You said, you know, you're ready for the Indianapolis 500. has mom or dad gotten you out into any nasty weather? We didn't really have a bad winter this year, but did you get any a chance to drive when it was nasty out there?
Not really, because we haven't had much. Right, and like, right. Even that first little bit, I wasn't going on like a lot of main roads and stuff, so okay. It wasn't like anything bad.
And you're a safe driver, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so let's get to know Sydney a little more. We're going to ask her some I hope they're fun questions. Who knows? Hobbies. Do you have any hobbies? I know you're playing volleyball. You're playing softball. You never seem to want to rest. Now you're driving. But do you have any fun hobbies you like to do?
I feel like I don't have a lot of hobbies. I feel like I just like hang out with like friends and stuff.
Well, what do you do when you're hanging out?
We like going to concerts or like the mall or.
Century 3 Mall? No, that's not a thing.
South Hills.
You had to think about it. Century 3 is not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
Concerts.
Yes.
Now, what's the last two or three concerts you've been to?
I just went to Kane Brown recently and Old Dominion, and I'm going to Luke Combs soon.
Old Dominion's a heck of a school. I tell you what, the one time they had a nice run in the NCAA tournament, it was fantastic. Now, you just said three bands. I have no idea. Is that country music?
Yes, country, yeah.
All right. Our producer, Chris Lackner, gets excited about that. I'm not into that, but that's fine. That's fine. So, dream vacation. Where would you – okay, let me ask this. It's a double question. Where would you like to go – with family or friends, your choice, that you've never been to before? And where would you like to go to that you have been to before?
I would love to go back to Cancun. I have been there.
Ooh, nice.
And I would love to go to the Bahamas or even Hawaii.
That seems to, but both Bahamas and Hawaii seem to be a very popular choice. And I can understand why. So I take it I would guess that you're a beach girl.
Yes.
Yes. Now, will that influence where you go to school? Perhaps. Or do you want to stay close to home?
I want to stay relatively close to home.
All right. Good. Good for you. Make life easy on mom and dad.
Yes.
How about favorite meal? What would your favorite meal be?
Probably like tacos.
Ooh. Now, do you prefer like beef taco or chicken taco or
beef?
Beef. Definitely. Okay. Loaded up?
Not usually, just like few basics.
All right. Nothing wrong with that. Pizza topping. Favorite pizza topping?
Just cheese.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. I have never had that answer before.
Just cheese.
So you're anti-pepperoni?
Yes.
And anti-everything?
Yep.
Have you ever had a piece of pizza with something on it that you were like, oh, this isn't bad? Or do you sit there and pick it?
I'll take it off.
Girl knows what she wants.
Yep.
Everybody else, you guys want to load up your pizza, fine, but I'm just going to sit there and chuck it. All right. Well done. You play a lot of video games?
No.
No, yeah. Waste of time. Who has time for that, right? You're busy picking stuff off your pizza.
Yep.
How about, what's your favorite kind of dessert?
Ooh, probably ice cream.
Do you prefer ice cream in a bowl or ice cream in a cone?
Probably on a cone.
All right. Now, do you like the sugar cones, which stand flat,
mm-hmm.
Sugar cones have the point, right?
I think they stand flat, maybe.
Say it again.
I think they stand flat. I like waffle cones.
Waffle cones. Yes. That's your preference?
Yes.
Okay. Mine as well. What kind of ice cream? What flavor?
Probably cookies and cream or mint chocolate chip.
Now, I'm assuming that you like the scoop, the hard scoop out of a bowl of, you know, if you go to an ice cream place, they have the big bowls.
Yes.
Rather than the soft serve.
Yes.
Okay. But if you had the soft serve, if that's all you had and your choices were chocolate, vanilla, twist, or strawberry, what would you take?
Probably vanilla.
Okay. All right. Cookies. Favorite cookie?
Ooh, maybe M&M cookie.
Yeah, that's a good one. That is a good one. Good choice. Superstitions. Do you have any superstitions when you're out there on the diamond, you know, playing softball?
Not usually. I feel like I just, whatever feels right that day.
Okay. Not wrong with that. What number do you wear?
19 for travel ball and 25 for high school.
Is that by choice or is that what was given to you?
For high school, I just chose that.
Okay. No reason behind it?
Not really.
All right. Famous person, athlete, celebrity, politician maybe, famous person you'd love to have dinner with?
Ooh. Probably Luke Combs, a country singer.
Okay. And you said you're going to see him, right?
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
You're close enough to the stage and say, Luke, I'd like to have dinner with you, and you know, I'm sure he's a nice guy, and he'll you know, come backstage. We'll have a quick bite. All right, that's cool.
Yep.
How long, if I came to the Seckley household and took your phone, how long before you searched and destroyed me?
I feel like I could last pretty long.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, how long? That's the question.
Because
your definition of long might be different than everyone else's.
Probably like at least a few hours. Well, and then I'd look for it, and then if I knew you had it, then I would just be like, then I could last longer. I just like knowing where it is.
Okay, now that's I get that. That's good. So you know I have it, and I've taken it. How long before you hunt me down?
Depends what I have to do.
Okay.
If I'm busy or not.
All right. Yeah. If you're distracted, you can get by, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Fair enough. Well done, Sydney. Well done. Like your play on the softball diamond. Great job here as our initial 2024 WPIIL Player of the Week. Let's make sure that it's not your last, okay? Mm-hmm. Can you do that?
Yes.
All right. Best of luck to you and the Eagles. Off to a great start here in 2024, the rest of the way. And continued success, young lady. And be safe on the roads, just in case you're driving in the South Park area, all right?
All right.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
You are welcome. Sydney Seckley of South Park. She's only a sophomore, but she, she jettisoned quick. She's putting up some nice numbers this year. Had a nice week last week. Again, her advantage was they played two games, and she did well in both. Three hits in the one game and shutdown pitching, did not allow a run in 11 innings of work last week in the wins over Peters Township and Keystone Oaks. All right, so let's give you the South Parks in 3A. We'll give you Section 4 in 3A. That's where they are. The rest of 3A, along with 4, 5, and 6, we'll do in our Team of the Week podcast. Not a whole lot to report because there weren't a whole lot of games last week, but right now, as far as the standings are concerned, in Section 4 of Class 3A, South Park is on top. They've played the only section game. They beat Keystone Oaks, so the Golden Eagles are at the bottom. The Eagles are on top, and then you have McGuffey, Waynesburg, Central, Bronzeville, and Seton LaSalle that have yet to open up. To 2A, Sections 1 and 2, nobody's even played a section game yet. Section 1, Laurel, the only team with two wins. They're sitting at 2 and 2. In Section 2, Brentwood and Sarah Catholic are both 1 and 1 overall. They open up section play on Monday, a game at Brentwood. Section 3, Charleroi and Bentworth are both 1-0. Burgettstown sits at 1-1. Let's go to Class A. Rochester and Carlinton met in the only section game played thus far. Rochester was a winner, so the Rams in first. The Cougars are at the bottom. Defending champion Union is just 1-0 thus far this season, and that was a non-section victory. Same situation in Section 2, only one section game played. Mapletown was a winner, knocking off California, so the Trojans 0-1. The Maples are 1-0, and two section games in Section 3 of Class A. Jeanette and Leechburg were the two winners. Springdale and St. Joe's are 0-1. So you're not only going to see regular games, but weather permitting, and then right now Wednesday, Thursday, Friday look a little shaky, with some rain forecast, but hopefully a lot of the teams can be in catch-up mode, get their games scheduled for this week in, and then maybe even make up a game or two somewhere along the line. They're going to have to do that, so you don't want to fall too far behind because you just never know what the weather's going to be from week to week. All right, Sydney Seckley of South Park, we appreciate her joining us. Our first Player of the Week, Softball Player of the Week. Thanks to Chris Lackner as well. I'm Don Rebel. Thank you for joining us, Rebel Yell Podcast, Trib Live, High School Sports Network.